The General Failure Podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 279 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of May 5th, 2021. This week, we take pictures of you squirting, Sony makes moves, and surprise, surprise, Konami pulls out. I'm TJ, and I've got with me Dom.
Sup?
And that's it.
We had to record this on May 5th, huh? You had to skip Star Wars Day?
Yep. Just so I can
straight to Cinco de Mayo.
Yep. Gotta have the party. What?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start off with what are you playing? I'm playing something. I'm playing new Pokemon Snap.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it is so good. It's pretty much the original with extra shit.
That's what it looked like. It's been 20 years, so like that's probably what it should be.
Yeah. It's way better graphics. You get more cool stuff with it. But I mean it's pretty fun. I mean, I'm having a blast with it, and I'm like 4 or 5 levels in. The cool thing is now there's a daytime and a nighttime photo shoots
you can do. Cool.
So you can do during the day and night, and the Pokemon act differently, and different Pokemon come out as well.
That makes sense. That's cool, though. I like that. That there's like, it's basically 2 levels in each.
Oh, yeah. And then the more you level up in the day or night, the more Pokemon will interact with you or trust you more.
So you can get better shots and things.
Yeah, you can get better shots, or other Pokemon will come out and stuff like that.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool. And it's all surrounded by the Illumini effect, which makes them just shine.
Oh, nice.
I guess. But it's pretty cool. It's honestly just the original with.
Yeah.
Just extra stuff, which is completely fine. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, there are times where, like, that's kind of what you expect from the game. Like, I don't expect anything too groundbreaking from Pokemon Snap at this point. Like, the only thing that's stupid is the name. Like, just call it Pokemon Snap 2. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know why they love throwing, like, new in there.
That's their favorite thing, is to just call everything new. Like, yeah. Stop.
I don't get it. But otherwise, it's 100% worth the price. It looks fantastic. It looks better than fucking Pokemon Shield and Sword.
Yeah, Sword and Shield do not look good.
Yeah, and the Pokemon look fantastic. It's groundbreaking, but there is a character in this game that is from the show, and he is aged.
Oh, shit, really?
Shit, yo. It's a photographer named Todd.
And Todd's in it? That's fucking awesome.
And he's aged up.
What the hell?
He's like probably like, I would say 15 to 18 years old now. And it's nuts. I was like, holy shit, they aged somebody.
That's still kind of strange. That, like,
I mean, it's been like 20 years, but
right,
and he's on the age, but
exactly,
he's aged.
Like, but the fact that, like, let's see, Todd wasn't in the show. No, around 2000, he was probably in the show. Was Todd the main character in the first one?
No, I don't.
You didn't
play
as Todd, did you?
I don't think you played as Todd.
I don't know, but like, it's been probably close, at least like 17 to 18 years since Todd has been seen.
Yeah,
as a like 10 to 12 year old
kid. He's probably
done
like a few cameos here and there.
Yeah,
throughout
so
the
he's
series.
Aged 6 years in 18 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's groundbreaking though, because Ash, Misty, Brock haven't aged at all.
Yeah, you are Todd in the first one.
Are you Todd in the first one?
Yeah, Todd Snap.
Oh, well, he's aged up now.
Wow, that's good,
he's
I guess.
Aged, which is groundbreaking, I think. Yeah, the first game came out in 1999.
Yeah, so it's been 22 years. That's insane. Yeah,
since the first one. And it only took 22 years to age like 6 years. But he's aged, which is nuts. And he just makes an appearance. And he's part of your little crew that you get going on. I mean, the mechanics are easy as hell. It's simple point and shoot. You also, when you take photos of Pokemon, they're They have star ratings, 1 to 4. And each Pokemon, you can get a 1, 2, 3, or 4 star. They're all separate.
Okay.
So you can even get better pictures of your own Pokemon doing things like your. Mm-hmm. So that's the complaint, is you can only pick one shot from one shot of your of the Pokemon in the area that you do.
Yeah.
But there's 4 star ratings. So if you have like a 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, you can only pick one of them for that Pokemon.
That's kind of strange.
Yeah, that's the only complaints that people are having. That because they can't pick multiples of the stars.
Sure, obviously you want to take the highest star, but like maybe you really like that 3-star, but you have to replace it with a 4-star. Like maybe the 3-star shot is actually really good.
And each star has like a bronze, silver, gold, and diamond rating as well. So it's got a lot more complexity in how many pictures and what you can do in the game, but
yeah.
It's a lot of fucking fun.
And yeah, I need to pick it up. I get paid this week, really, so I'll probably pick it up.
You really do. It will suck your time away.
Now,
and make you play other Pokemon games like you're currently doing.
Is there, I assume there's gyro aiming with the either when you're holding the Switch or...
I think so. I didn't use it because I'm lazy and just feel like using the joysticks. They seem fine. I mean, there's nothing groundbreaking with the joysticks. You can't use both joysticks to go faster in directions.
I just feel like that would be like the cool thing, like putting the Switch, the Joy-Cons into that little holder thing, whatever it's called. The Joy-Con controller, I guess, whatever it is. What? Yeah, that's that. I don't know. Hold on. Yeah, that thing. What the hell is that called?
I don't know.
Joy-Con dock?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
I actually use it. I use it over the Pro Controller.
The Pro Controller? Yeah. Yeah, I think that works for a lot of things. So that'd be cool if you had the Joy-Cons docked on that thing and you could like just, you know, move it around and take pictures with it.
I'm
like,
pretty sure you can. I just don't have it enabled because I don't feel like moving.
That'd be a big swing and a miss if they didn't do that, you know?
Yeah. But it's a lot of fun being able to shoot in the same location multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Is great. The Pokemon look fantastic and the interactions are great. It's just more of what we had in the 1999 version. And
yeah,
I'm excited to keep playing because there's a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's like a lot of new Pokemon that we either haven't seen in a while, or maybe you've even never seen based off of what games you've missed. Like,
yeah, there's probably some Pokemon where I'm just like, I don't know you at all.
Yeah,
I'm also playing Pokemon Sword too. And there's a lot of Pokemon. I have no idea who the fuck they are, but
yeah,
I've also haven't played one since like Gold and Silver. So.
Exactly. So you missed almost we can literally say you've missed almost everything.
Yeah, I know the Kanto region, and I know maybe the next region, and that's about it.
Yep.
I don't know the other regions' names. I know the new one is Galar.
Yeah.
I think.
There was Kanto, and then the Johto was Gold and Silver.
Johto, that's what it is.
There's Sinnoh. There is...
I don't think I did that one.
I don't remember. I think Sinnoh might have been from Ruby and Sapphire.
Ruby and Sapphire. I don't think I played Ruby and Sapphire, because I think that's when they started going over the DS, too.
No, that's when they were in... that was Game Boy Advance.
Oh, okay. I had those.
After Johto was Hoenn. That was Ruby and Sapphire, I think. And then then there was Sinnoh.
I think I maybe have played Ruby a little bit, and that was about it, though. Not enough to
then, like. And Gen 5, I think, was Unova, which was odd. Yeah, Black and White was Unova, because that shit's great.
I never played that one.
Yeah, and then there's... I don't remember from X and Y, because I never played X and Y. And then Sun and Moon was Alola, and then now it's Galar.
Yeah.
So I don't know the X and Y region, but I've never played those games.
2/5. Yeah, not even more than that. 2/8 of the fucking Pokemon.
Well, that's just the regions. And there's also other games. Like Black and White had Black and White and Black and White too. So and there's Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. Like, you missed a fucking lot. You basically played like 20%. No, you played 10% of Pokemon.
Yeah. And the best is like when Pokemon I know are in the new games, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I know that one. And then my team is made mostly of the old ones.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah,
like,
mine always is too. But
man,
like,
I'm biased as hell.
But like, there's also like, all right, like there's like Pidgeys. I think there's Pidgeys in the game, and I'm just like, why? Like, yeah. if you're Why'd gonna you have like Gen 1 and Gen 2 Pokemon, I'm all for that, but like, don't have the bad ones. Like,
yeah, the dime a dozen motherfuckers.
Yeah, a Pidgey versus whatever else is in Gen 2 versus all the way up, we have P-Dove now. Like, there's no difference. Like, the Pidgey, yeah. there's nothing special about Pidgey. Like, have
well,
the cool
ones.
Because
they want you to have the mega evolution of Pidgeot.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. Like, the starters are fine. The cool things, like, if you want to have like Nidoking and Nidoqueen, that's great. If you want to have, you know, Scyther and other cool ones, I'm totally fine with that. Just
yeah,
like,
I don't think there's Scyther in Sword, which makes yeah, me really
like,
sad.
Oh, I found a Caterpie. It fucked.
Yeah, fuck off. I don't need a goddamn Butterfree. But yeah, and there's, and like the original. Back to Snap. Like the original Snap, there's like hidden stuff that you can do. So if you like annoy Pokemon in a certain way, or like, you know, and there's also requests by like the professor and stuff, like, oh, this is on the board. See if you can get a Pokemon to come out here. Or like, you know, if you do these certain things and you get more points for the mm-hmm. areas and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. It's just, again, it's just a lot more stuff. But built on the original, and it's just yeah. really fun, really awesome. I highly recommend it if you have a Switch, and it's a game you just turn your brain off and just play.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally just taking pictures of Pokemon, like,
yeah.
you know, there's nothing too intense about that, and that's, you know, sometimes you need a game like that.
When you first get to an area, and you're going down, it is pretty intense because you're trying to look everywhere to see, because mm-hmm. there's Pokemon fucking everywhere.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you're just trying to take pictures of everything and seeing how things work. But other than that, it's pretty even.
Mm-hmm.
But I highly recommend. So, pick it up, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I'll probably buy it tomorrow.
So moving on to some nerd news. Dom, you got some nerd news.
I do. So this is, I guess, part three of this fucking saga. last week, we mentioned that Discord has stopped talks with Microsoft to purchase... Discord.
Yep.
And now we've learned like a day or two after that happened, the CEO of PlayStation announced that they have purchased, I think, a 10% minority stake in Discord.
Which is not small.
No, that's not small. That's, I mean, owning 10% of a company like that is pretty great. And there hasn't been like, you know, anything announced really of what's going to come of it, but like, it sounds a lot like what we were hoping Microsoft was going to do with it, Sony might do with it, and just integrate yeah. it directly into their PlayStation UI so that you can talk over Discord via your PlayStation. You know, people on PC can chat with PlayStation members, and you could probably stream your game from your PlayStation right into your Discord channel. So it's yeah. like all of the cool things that we were just like, oh, it'd be great if Microsoft actually integrated this and did this. Yeah. Now Sony's just like, sure, we're gonna do that.
Yep, like, and now you are fucked for Xbox, because now that they're with PlayStation, there's no way in shit Xbox is gonna get it.
Yeah, that's part of the problem, is like, if Microsoft bought it, like, I could see it still happening on PlayStation, because they do like to play nice and they want everybody to experience everything, and Sony is usually the exact opposite, where mm-hmm. when they get something, they want nobody else to be able to touch it except for them. So like, they're gonna shut it off from everybody, and like, I just, you know, I don't know what it's going to end up as. But again, it's also only 10%, so it's not like they have full control over it. So
no, but I mean, if you're going to, you know, give a company a ton of money, you expect certain things.
Yeah, and but I'm guessing, who's to say that Microsoft can't purchase 11% and just be like, well, now we get all the control? Like,
they could, but it's definitely going to be an exclusive thing for now. I don't see, because I would see that Microsoft would be saying something by now.
I mean, it's not going to come out on Xbox. As soon as Microsoft's talks ended, I knew it wasn't going to be on Xbox, but like, yeah. it's not like they're going to pull it off PC. They can't do that.
No, they're not going to pull it off PC, but it's definitely yeah. not coming to Xbox, which sucks, because that would have made our lives so much fucking easier.
Yeah, it would
have
made our lives a lot easier.
Because we have a lot of friends that we play with that mm-hmm. play on Xbox. You do too, and... It's just they're usually on their phone over Discord, which makes things a pain in the ass. Yeah, yep. It sounds terrible. You're picking up sounds from the TV and stuff like that. But it would have been nice to just have that built in, and now Sony's doing it instead.
But like at the same time, like with all of the cross-platform games that are coming out now, like it would only make sense to have a standardized chat platform.
Yeah.
Chat form. Like
a chat form, if you will.
Like there's literally no reason to not do it. Not saying that they're going to do it. They're probably still shy away from it. And obviously, if they did do it, Nintendo would not be included because there is no way in hell that Nintendo is going to introduce anything.
Yeah.
They've terrible. Well, because, their voice chat sucks.
Their internet stuff just sucks dick. They're just multiplayer online chat.
Their voice chat is like the most poorly thought out thing I've ever experienced. Like when you're playing Smash and you're in the Nintendo voice chat, it disconnects you in between games and then reconnects you when the lobby starts up. Like,
so
that's
dumb.
Like, if you were a tester, you'd be like, oh, it can't go out like this. And Nintendo's just like, well, it already went out. So what do you want us to do?
I think it's more like cutting down the lobby bullshit that goes on, like the lobby smack talk that usually goes on in like Call of Duty and stuff. And they were like, we can't have that. So we'll just get rid of it completely, which was way too extreme.
No, but the lobbies are still there. Like you get connected when you're in the lobby. It's just when you go into game, when it's like loading the game, it disconnects everybody and then reconnects them when the game starts. And then when the game is over, disconnects everybody and then reconnects them when the lobby opens again. Yeah, like
it's so dumb. I don't
get it. It's horribly
thought
out. But
I mean, Xbox is just like, just use our speech thing, but that isn't great either. And you can't stream through their thing as well. And it blows their party system.
I thought you could.
Can you stream through it? Like show like in Discord?
I thought you could to a certain degree, not like as easy as you can. And it's not as good as Discord. I'm definitely not as good as Discord, but yeah,
their party system's not great. We've had problems with it before where it just like doesn't recognize people's headphones or they're connected and the PC isn't built great. Like the UI is not fantastic. No.
Discord has those problems too. You have to fucking reset your microphone every time you open the program. So like, let's not shit on Microsoft for something that Discord also has.
Yeah, but it's just easy to use. I guess because I'm using the PC version, it's just not as nice. I think it can be a little cumbersome.
Yeah, the PC version of like the Xbox Game Bar is just, you know, not that intuitive.
No.
I feel like all the issues that I've seen with that are also existent on everything else. But like there's just like it would just be so nice to just have one single platform that everyone can video chat on or just voice chat on while playing. And like if that were the case, then I probably this is the thing. If Discord was integrated with my Xbox and everything, I probably would pay for Nitro Premium for our server.
Yeah.
Because the ability to have all of those things and the extra like voice or noise suppression and things like that would be so much better used across platforms like that I would totally do it. So to me, it's one of those things of like if Discord integrated these with consoles, they probably would end up making a lot more money in general, just because people like me who would pay for Discord Nitro. However, if it was included in Game Pass, I'm not going to complain about that either, which is what I assumed it would be if Microsoft bought them.
Yeah, they'd probably just been dope.
Yeah, a Game Pass Ultimate would have Nitro built into it, but
that would be
I don't
dope.
Know. Right now, it's, you know, we'll see what Sony does with it, but honestly, there's not many things that Sony could do with it. So I say that integrating it into PlayStation is probably what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I can't see any reason other than just like, oh, we own 10% of your profits now. Like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like a move that Sony would make. So I have a feeling that within the next couple of years, it'll be integrated into PlayStation.
Yeah. We'll have to see how well it goes. And hopefully Microsoft can jump on that that deal as well, make it a little bit easier. But doubt it, because PlayStation hates complying with everyone else. because they're dickheads. Moving on, I got some of their news. So the makers, the current developers of Fable, are Playground Games. They also help with the development of the Forza games with Turn 10. Apparently, the new Fable game is using that engine, the Forza engine, Forza Tech engine, apparently, to make the new Fable game, which sounds amazing.
It does. I just don't understand how that works.
No, like, fucking idea. I guess because they've been recently with all the Horizon games, they've been doing more open world concepts.
Yeah, the open world concepts, definitely. I feel like they have enough of an engine at least for like world building and probably like world physics. Like when you play Forza Horizon 4 and you crash through a like a rock wall, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you smash into a tree and the tree doesn't move. You know, fuck your car up and stuff. Like they have really cool world building, but I just feel like, you know, taking a driving engine and expanding that to be an action adventure RPG is I'm very interested to see how that gets done.
Yeah, there are a lot of job listings for stuff for basic RPG fill in to get everything, you know, they have to come up with UIs and how characters move throughout the world and stuff like that. But apparently it's also going to have ray tracing. Like
fuck
every other game.
Yeah,
we haven't gotten a lot on this game yet. We got that little teaser trailer of like a fairy in the wilderness and a castle and something like that. And that's all we've learned. But this is the next bit of information is that they're going to be using the Forza engine for Fable. And I'm very shocked. But
I mean, we've seen the Forza trailer, too, like the announced trailer for the new Forza Motorsport. I don't think it's called Forza 8. I think it's literally just called Forza Motorsport. And legitimately, I thought it was live action, the trailer, because it looks so fucking good. So
those games have always been ahead of the curve with how the games look and feel.
Yep.
They also don't have to deal with a lot of things that normal other games have to deal
with. They don't have to deal with facial expressions and hair and stuff. And frankly, the shininess and of the car is like what makes it look nice. So kind of having that little bit of cartoony graphics is welcome because it makes your car look cool. But yeah, doing this with people is a big old question mark.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm very excited. I was excited before. I think I liked the first Fable game. It was a lot of fun. I know you didn't enjoy it in the slightest. A mistake.
Yeah, I liked Fable 2 until the end, which was horrendous.
Yeah.
And Fable 3 is awful.
It's one of the worst games.
It's fucking unplayable.
Killed that.
Lionhead
Studios. That game killed it.
Because
I don't think it got stuff after. I think it got a few things after it, but not as big as the Fable series. And it was not well received. But I'm excited to see what Playground Games can do with this kind of tech but it's a little iffy. I'm a little freaked that it'll look great, but it'll function terribly because this is all new for them.
Yeah, like that's what I'm concerned about. Like, but I guess at the same time, it was probably going to end up being new for them anyway. Like, you know, it's not like there's a Fable engine that they can build off of.
Well, I guess, just someone who's used to making RPGs,
right?
That would have been
if they were using Unreal Engine 4 or potentially 5, like. It'd probably be easier to build a game, an RPG, especially based off that, just because you'd have unlimited resources, really, from Epic, and a better idea of like what it can do. But yeah, this is gonna be an interesting experiment.
I think again, it's gonna look but the thing was like the cartoony style was kind of what Fable was known for too. But it was also that time period of games, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I don't like about Fable was. The reason that I hated Fable, the first one, was because that game was the reason that I wanted to get an Xbox originally because of what it was before it became Fable, because it was called Project Eco, and Ego. I can't remember. It was a long ass time. It was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to, it had like this, you know, crazy system where every choice you made had a consequence, good or bad. And you got killed.
Now.
Exactly. You got killed in battle and you had, you know, realistic scars of what happened to you. So if you got cut in the face, you had a scar on your face. Like if you got stabbed, you had a scar on your chest or something. So I was super, super excited for it. And obviously, Peter Molyneux basically bait and switched everybody in the world by like it promising all this crazy stuff and then not delivering. But like when it finally came out, I was just like, this is nothing like the game that I wanted it to be. And when I first played it, I was just like, God damn.
It was a really, really watered down version of what they were trying to accomplish. But it was impossible with the tech at the time.
Of course it was.
It's possible now. We've seen it with the Mass Effect games kind of improved on that idea and made it a reality.
Yeah. But at the time, we didn't know that it was impossible with the tech at the time. Because, you know, the Xbox and the PS2 and the GameCube were supposed to be so revolutionary. Like,
they were.
They were, but they just apparently weren't that revolutionary.
Yeah, not the way that we were thinking.
Yeah, but. So... like, it really just bummed me out that, like, I was super excited for a game, and then I played it, and I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, this isn't even the same game. And then Fable 2 was good, but the ending was just dog shit.
Yeah, and then 3 was just a fucking disaster area. Did they get in?
No, the only things after Fable 3 that Lionhead did were Fable Heroes and Fable The Journey, which are both, I'm going to just say, nothing.
I think they were VR games.
Fable Heroes was, I think, an Xbox Live Arcade game. And Fable The Journey, I think, was... it wasn't VR, it was Kinect at the time.
Oh, Kinect, VR didn't exist. And then they were supposed to do Fable Legends, which is supposed to be, like, the next multiplayer version, I guess.
Yes, and that got canceled.
Because the whole thing went...
Now, Fable 2 came out in 2008. When did Microsoft buy them?
So
my initial thought was like maybe Lionhead was okay and then Microsoft bought them and fucking tanked the series like they did with Banjo-Kazooie, but no.
Well, apparently
Microsoft bought and took over in 2006, and then Fable 2, which was the good one, came out in 2008.
Lionhead apparently was going through difficulties financially at the time in 2005, 2006. That's why Microsoft bought them out.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, Microsoft's usually not going to buy you out unless you're pretty much in disarray.
Yeah, and apparently a lot of their developers left when Microsoft bought them out. So it was probably like a you can either get fired or you can leave kind of thing.
It could be that, or they might have thought that Microsoft was going to give Peter Molyneux more control over, you know, what was going to go on during the game. And like, he's just one of those guys that shouldn't be allowed to make games, like,
yeah,
you know, because he destroys everything he touches. Like, he's basically a grifter like a professional grifter. He just like makes up these wild fucking things about what's going to happen and nothing ever is true. And like, he's done it so many times that I think he's kind of been not blackballed from the industry, but people don't want to work with him because it's more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah. He's currently at 22 cans, a gaming developer. He founded it in 2012. And it's Android games, Mac OS and Windows games, Android, iOS, Mac, Windows, Nintendo Switch game.
Yeah.
And then TBA.
Yeah, Peter Molyneux makes fucking mobile games now because he's been, like I said, no one wants to work with him.
Nothing's come out of that studio since 2016. There's a game called Legacy, but that's TBA. Nothing's been said.
Yeah, I think I was reading about that or saw a video or something about it.
Apparently they just had a ton of layoffs in 2021.
Yep. I think that game that was announced was supposed to be like his next big project, and I don't think anyone wants to buy into it because they probably asked him what it was about, and he gave this fucking insane explanation, and they were just like, I'm out. Like, it ain't gonna happen.
Oh. Apparently a lot of the projects have been kickstarted, and a lot of them are in, still in early access, even after years of development.
If I remember correctly, he had to refund one of the Kickstarters because it went on so long that people started demanding refunds because, like, he took the money and nothing ever came of the game. Yeah. Like, nobody ever saw a single thing about it.
He got 450,000 British pounds in 2012 for GOTIS.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, the game came out in, 2016. Oh, no. What the fuck? What is going on? So the game got funded in 2012. And then apparently there was an early access, and it's still in early access after 7 years. And apparently the lead developer, his contract expired in 2016 and he just left.
Well,
so no one's working on this game.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. It seems pretty rough around the edges, and it seems like no one's working on it, even though people have paid lots and lots of money.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Throw it in the trash.
Yep. So,
what were we talking about?
Forza and Fable.
We went on a long fucking tangent. I'm excited for another Fable game to see someone else take the reins, and especially from creators that have made really good amazing games.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared because of it's a totally different game than what they're used to, but it'll look good. I know that. It'll look fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Everything outside of that is a question mark, so we'll figure that out. So let's take a quick break to line our pockets with cash. We'll be right back. And we're back. Moving on to Geek On, Geek Off. Dom, you got some Sunset Overdrive news?
All right. Yeah, so I guess this goes in line with what we were talking about earlier. Sunset Overdrive is owned by Insomniac Studios, mm-hmm. who I think at one point were potentially a subsidiary of Microsoft, but are no longer. And the Sunset Overdrive IP is owned by them and not owned by Microsoft. And recently, Sony acquired Insomniac. I think in 2019, Sony actually purchased Insomniac, which means that Sony now owns the Sunset Overdrive IP. And this week, they have actually registered a trademark for Sunset Overdrive.
Oh, God. That sucks for me because they'll never release it on PC or Xbox, but it's really cool that they're actually doing something with the IP.
I agree. It's cool that they're going to do something with it because I don't understand. Like, that was a launch title for the Xbox One.
Yeah.
And it was a good game.
It was a good... They fucked up the marketing in that game. I think that's what it was.
They fucked up the marketing horribly. I mean, the Xbox One marketing initially was terrible to begin with.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean,
named it Xbox One. That's where they fucked up to begin with.
Sunset Overdrive was not marketed well. It was not supported well after release, and it was kind of just like left to die, even though I don't even want to say that it was like a cult following, because usually cult games are, they don't do well initially. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards people are like, oh wow, this was actually a really good game. But like, that was a game that was well regarded when it came out.
It just didn't have a huge following at the time. I didn't play it until years later.
And yeah, I didn't play it until it was free.
Why the fuck did I never play this game? It's really good.
Yeah.
I think I just crushed the game. Like, I just went through it real quick.
Well regarded. It was well reviewed. IGN gave it a 9 out of 10. Like, you know, it's not like it just like snuck up on us and Microsoft just did nothing with it. So the director, Drew Murray, actually rejoined Insomniac Games pretty recently. He was in Microsoft's Perfect Dark studio for a bit, and I guess he left there, and now he's back with Insomniac Games. So It sounds to me like Sony is planning on rebooting Sunset Overdrive, which is fucking awesome.
That'd be dope. I'd be excited. I'm not going to be able to play it because I don't own a PlayStation, and PlayStation will never release anything on PC, but that's a cool thing that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's the sad thing is, like, Well, you know, yeah, you we're not going to be able to play it, but like in reality, like this is Microsoft's problem with the Xbox is all you do is talk about how there's no good exclusives or there's Microsoft's got nothing exclusive to them, nothing that's good. You had one and you just fucking did nothing with it. And now Sony, the king of exclusives, is going to take it and make it exclusive to them. And it's going to be great. And they're going to be like, oh, look, you know, Sunset Overdrive is another thing that's great on PlayStation. And it was like, you got to stop shooting yourself in the foot. Like, if you're planning on winning a console war, you can't just fuck everything up every time.
Yeah, I don't get it. Apparently, Insomniac only worked with Microsoft Studios for Sunset Overdrive. They were actually never a part of Microsoft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and apparently in 2019, Sony Interactive grabbed Insomniac.
Yeah.
Damn, I did not know that. Apparently, they did the Resistance franchise, too. And Spyro. They did. Ratchet and Clank? Damn.
Yeah, Insomniac is like really good, and yeah, they've done a lot. And I think that was the thing is they've done a lot of PlayStation exclusives in the past, so maybe they took a chance and like let's do a Microsoft exclusive. So like let's be that studio that makes great games for both consoles, and Microsoft was just like, eh, well, whatever. You did a game, like come on, yeah, man,
get fucked.
You really had something there, and just for no reason, just refuse to do anything with
it. Threw it out a window. Yeah, and they've done all the Spider-Man games too.
Yep.
Which have gone over pretty well. Yeah, it makes sense. They've only really been doing PlayStation games the last few years, so it makes sense. It sucks. I really want to play a new Sunset Overdrive game, but I mean, it's in the early stages. This whole thing could just flop right off the get-go.
It could
never leave
know.
The studio.
How many times do you see like exclusive Sony game that just totally flops? Like that's
well, just
that's,
like it just doesn't make it out of the. It just doesn't make it out of the studio. Like they talk about it, they make sure they brand it so that no one else can grab it, and then they're just like, "Ah, we don't want to do anything with this."
Yep.
But I'm excited.
I'm just happy that they're doing something
with
it.
Fucking like 7 years before the goddamn thing comes out, but
probably
it'll probably come out in next gen or
yeah,
the
probably.
End of this gen. So I'll pick up a PlayStation when they're like $200 right before the new gen comes out. Or maybe it'll be a launch title for the PS6?
Maybe.
God, but I'm definitely excited for it. I wish I could play it already.
Yeah.
Even though they've just trademarked it and this thing's 7 years out.
Yep.
But I got some geek on geek off as well. So Konami, makers of nothing in the last few years, were makers of Metal Gear Solid and Silent Hill, have announced that they will not be attending E3 this year. They said they are not ready to present anything they are currently working on, but they are still supporters of the ESA who run E3.
Like, This is the same as if there was a tweet that said Boar's Head announces they will not be at E3 this year. Nobody fucking expected Konami to be there. They don't make video games. E3 is a video game conference.
Yeah, they like, haven't.
It's that simple.
Since Hideo Kojima left, they haven't made dick. Apparently, the last few games they've made, the Pro Evolution Soccer, which they make every year, received very little updates.
Yeah, I've heard that PES Soccer is just like, oh, it's not that good anymore.
Yeah. Apparently, there's more rumors that they were closing down their gaming division, but apparently they're not. But they are coming out with nothing for E3. They will not be attending. So that's fun.
Like, what did we expect from them? Their last games are PES 2020, which was in 2019, PES 2019, which was 2018, and then before that was PES Club Manager in 2013.
Oh, that's good.
It has been 10 years since they've made a video game. Like, no shit, you don't have any video games to show us. Like, no one thought you did.
E3 has said that they support Konami in their decision not to come this year, and hopefully they will bring something next year.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I don't see anything coming out of this. I mean, what do they have let, like, what do they have franchise wise that anyone would give two shits about at this point?
Nothing. Castlevania.
Which, well, I guess with the show would make sense, but they're so far behind at this point. The show's going to end before they come out with anything that's a game.
Exactly. Like,
I don't...
Let me see. I don't want arcade. I want just like a list of Konami games. There's so many of them that like...
Yeah, I went to the wiki. And it was something else. Okay.
Yeah, they basically franchises. Make mobile games. Oh, no, there is a PES 2021. Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Skeletac. I saw that. Skeletac looked okay. Yu-Gi-Oh! Neuron. Like, it's a lot of mobile games. Frogger in Toy Town.
Bomberman. They have Bomberman.
They made Bomberman for Switch?
They made a lot of Bombermans.
Yeah.
They Contra. Have Contra.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Rogue Corps came out recently, I think, or
new DDR game.
Yeah, DDR is dead.
If they fucking came out with a new DDR game, how fucking pathetic! And it's fucking it's for your fucking phone.
Yeah, they had Metal Gear Survive.
Oh, that was okay. It could have been better if they just threw Metal Gear off of it. And just
yeah,
made
that's actually quite kind of interesting. Is like the Metal Gear name is probably what ruined it the most.
Yep. Let's see. Game Boy Wars.
Hooray!
Hooray! Keyboard Mania.
Yep.
All right. Karaoke Revolution. Got it.
Yep. like it's just
NBA
it's safe
in the
to
zone.
Say, yeah. Konami doesn't make video games, so. Telling me that they're not going to be at E3 is the least shocking thing I've ever heard.
And any of these bigger titles, you look at like, oh, who is the lead designer on these? And it's fucking Hideo Kojima.
Exactly. Like,
I mean, Silent Hill, maybe, because of the boost from Resident Evil got.
But
maybe they're just like...
Silent Hill was Hideo Kojima.
Wasn't it? No, it was created by Kichiro Toyama.
Oh, okay. Huh. For some reason, I thought that was a Kojima game, too.
It probably became a Kojima game after a while.
Probably.
I'm going to guess.
I think that guy's got a new game in the works, then.
Kichiro Kojima. He made Gravity Rush 2.
Yep, never heard of it.
In 2017. Whatever the fuck Gravity Rush is. Oh, God, this looks bad.
Yeah, he started his own studio. He left Sony's Japan studio last year, and he started his own studio. So, like, are they going to start doing Silent Hill? Is Konami going to start doing Silent Hill without him? Who knows?
Maybe? I mean...
I don't know.
The last Silent Hill game was PT, and that was in 2014.
Yeah, and that's not getting made because they canned the project.
Yeah, which was the dumbest thing they've ever done. Because that game fucking went fucking skyrocketing. And now it would probably cost you an arm and leg to get it because you can't download it anymore.
Nope, they took it off the store and everything.
Like, yeah, you'd have to buy an Xbox or PlayStation with the thing on it.
Only PlayStation. It was only
PlayStation?
Yep.
So... It's just funny that, like, any of their major titles in the last, like, 20 years just has Hideo Kojima's name on it.
Yep. But
the Pro Evolution Soccer.
Yeah. They make more money now than they ever did, so that's what they're going to stick with. They make their stupid
they
pachinko machines.
Rocket Knight Adventures?
What the fuck is that?
Oh, look it up. Oh, God. This was my jam in fucking Sega Genesis town.
Oh, Sega Genesis.
Yeah, this was my jam.
When we were kids, Konami made every good game. They made Turtles in Time. They made Sunset Riders. Like, every goddamn good game used to be Konami. And that's what's so angering about it. Like, they used to be the best, and now they're non-existent.
They just make, and also, if you look at their franchises, a lot of them are arcade systems as well.
Yes, they made a lot of arcade stuff.
But I'm shocked that they made Rocket Knight Adventures. Look it up. It's a possum. With armor on.
I'm not shocked because, like,
do you remember this game at all?
No, I don't. Oh, I've never played
you
don't that.
Remember? Oh, you need to get an emulator and play the shit out of that. I'll watch that shit.
Will do.
Maybe. I mean, I was like, oh, maybe they'll do a new Teenage Mutant Ninja. Oh, wait.
Nope.
Someone
we
else
already
is
got
doing
that coming.
And way fucking better.
Yep.
Milan's Secret Castle?
Milan's Secret Castle is fucking garbage. Don't even start.
Momotaro Dentetsu, Motocross Maniacs, Dungeon Explorer, The Dragon Collection, Double Dribble. There you go. You can get a basketball game. There you go.
I feel like you're just naming games at this point. Like, those aren't even the good games.
I'm just naming the things they have on their franchise. If you look up Konami franchises.
No, you have to talk about their good games. They did all the arcade games. They did the Simpsons arcade game. They did all the Turtles arcade game. They did Frogger. They've done all the Castlevania, all the Contra, all Metal Gear Solid, Silent Hill.
They did GTI the Club.
What was that?
GTI Club.
Yeah.
Which is another fucking... I don't know most of these games, but now that I know that they did Rocket Knight Adventures, I like Konami again.
That was like 25 years ago.
I know.
30 years ago,
they did
maybe.
Zone of Enders, which is another Hideo Kojima game.
Yep.
They just fucked. I mean, unless they come out with new titles, which no one's going to give a shit about anyway.
But they're not. That's the thing, is they don't care. They don't have to. They're making more money not making new titles. So like, why bother putting money into it?
Because they're doing that. They're honestly putting in money into developed games because they said they don't have anything for this year, but they are currently developing things.
Yeah,
so
my
they are developing
fucking ass.
Games. I just don't know what they are. And for a game company that hasn't made a game since like fucking ever, I'm actually excited to see what they come out with. I don't know what they could. The thing is, I don't know. They're going to do a new. I'm calling it right here. They're doing another Rocket Knight Adventures.
Yeah, that's the thing that they're going to do.
I'm putting my money down. I'll put a dollar down right now.
What
when
they
come
should
out
do
in 2022, they're going to come out with Rocket Knight Adventures 2.
What they should do is they should reboot Police Knots.
What?
You should look up Police Knots. Oh, wait, that was a fucking Kojima game.
I don't know. I don't see this in their franchises.
I don't think it was a franchise. I think it was a standalone game.
Oh, it was a standalone game. I'm looking at the franchise. They got Paradise.
Yeah, I don't speak Japanese.
Otto Medias. Netoropia. These games are just like ridiculous. I don't know. I'm putting my money down. New Rocket Knight Adventures.
I will happily take your money.
I will happily be disappointed by Konami because that's all they do.
Oh, yeah, they made Zombies Ate My Neighbors also. Can't forget about that one.
What the fuck? Zombies Ate My Neighbors? Is that based off a movie?
You've never heard of Zombies Ate My Neighbors?
No.
How are you even alive?
I've never seen this game before.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I've never, ever seen this game before.
Like, that was like one of the fucking best games of our childhood. And it was on Sega Genesis also. It just wasn't as good because it was on Genesis.
Well, yeah. Oh, I didn't have options. I could go out and buy one. I don't remember this at all. I don't think I've ever seen a game
insanely
like this.
Insanely hard, but so good.
Maybe that's why I didn't play it. Maybe that's why I wasn't really into early games because they were so difficult and I had the attention span of a weasel.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was.
They're just going to come out with another fucking Castlevania game and call it a day.
Do you think?
Yes, I think.
I don't know. It's been how long since the last one? And maybe because of the popularity of the show, but would they come out with like a non-Castlevania type Castlevania game?
No, they came out with Castlevania Lord of the Shadows like not that long ago.
Did they?
Yeah. And they had they pumped out all their anniversary collections a few years ago too, Castlevania and
Well, it's not like they have
Contra.
To do a lot of work for that one.
Yeah, but Yeah, they had Castlevania Lord of the Shadows and Lord of the Shadows 2. I don't remember exactly when, but like somewhat recently, like within the past 5 years. I think they were after or right before Metal Gear Solid 5. They were right around the Metal Gear Solid 5 time. Mm. So,
I mean, they don't really do huge like announcements for those, though. I don't feel like, compared to some of their other games that they've done.
I think
in
that's
the past.
Because it's been dead for so long. Like,
yeah, I think that's why they might go back to these older titles, like Rocket Knight Adventures.
Yeah. you're going to be sorely disappointed. You're going to be sorely disappointed if you think that they're not just going to make one game of one of their big franchises and that's it.
I probably am going to owe you a dollar, but I will take it. I will take the chance and hope Konami does good.
Super Bomberman R for Switch is actually pretty fun, though, so...
Oh, they did do a track and field.
Oh, yes. The well-regarded track and field.
Just if anyone ever is listening to this, look up Konami franchises in Wikipedia. It is a sight to behold. It is a bunch of early 90s, late 80s games, a bunch of arcade games, and Hideo Kojima games. That is it. It spans almost 50 years of gaming, and they still, it's just those three
things. When we were kids, Konami was king. Every fucking great game was Konami, and now they're a joke.
Yeah, they are a joke, but apparently they're coming out with big stuff. So not this year for E3, but next year.
You should also play Frogger on the PS1. It's great.
Why?
Because it's great.
I can play
it looks
Frogger
like
on my phone.
Yeah, but it's not the good one on PS1. That shit was awesome.
Probably run better on my phone.
It sure would. Your phone is way more powerful than a PS1.
I probably get ray tracing on my phone for Frogger. go check out No, don't check out any Konami games. They're terrible. That's all for us this week. Thank you for listening. To find our social media links, previous episodes, or leave us a voice message, please visit us at genfailcast.com. If you like what you've heard, please follow us on Spotify or leave a review on iTunes. LOL. It's still there. Still
no, it's there again because you put it back, you piece of shit.
No, because I keep copying the old ones.
No, because I took it out and you put it back. I took it out of the last episode.
So that's all for us this week. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye.